Today's Cotton Newsline is Six Cuts. All cuts are Dr. Jody Campeachy, Vice President of Economics and Policy Analysis for the National Cotton Council. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
As in past years, the prospects for the U.S. crop are based on the results of the NCC Planting Intention Survey with assumptions made for abandonment and yields. Surveys were distributed on December 15th, and responses were collected through mid-January. Respondents are asked to give their plantings of cotton, corn, soybeans, and other crops for 2020 and intended acreage for 2021. So once again, it's important to remember that the survey is a snapshot in time based on grower intentions. Changes in markets and weather will cause actual plantings to differ from early season intentions. So as we look ahead to projected prices for the 2021 crop year, cotton harvest time futures contracts as of early February are currently trading at much higher levels than last year. For 2021, the table shows the average futures prices during the survey period. It's worth noting that the current cotton prices have increased by another 7 cents from the average during the survey period. Competing crop prices are also above year-ago levels, with soybean prices showing the most significant increase. During the survey period, the cotton-to-corn price ratio was higher than in 2020, while the cotton-to-soybean price ratio was lower. It's important to call attention to the ratios because experience has shown that these ratios are reliable indicators of changes in cotton acreage.
Second cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
In the Southeast, survey results indicate a 4.2% decrease in the region's upland area to 2.3 million acres. Cotton acreage is expected to decline in Alabama, Florida, Georgia, and Virginia, an increase in North Carolina and South Carolina. In Alabama, the survey responses indicate a 9.3% decrease in cotton acreage, an increase in corn, wheat, soybeans, and a decline in peanuts. In Florida, respondents indicated slightly less cotton and soybeans and more corn and peanuts. In Georgia, cotton acreage is expected to decline by 8.6% to 1.1 million. Georgia growers expect to plant more corn, wheat, soybeans, and peanuts. In North Carolina, a 13.4% increase in cotton acreage is expected, due in part to higher levels of prevented plantings in 2020. In South Carolina, acreage is expected to increase by 2.6%. South Carolina growers expect to plant more corn, soybeans, wheat, and peanuts. Cotton acreage is expected to decline by 10% in Virginia as growers intend to plant more corn, soybeans, and peanuts.
Third cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
The relative prices and potential returns of competing crops play a significant role in cotton acreage. Mid-South growers intend to plant 1.7 million acres, a decline of 3.7% from the previous year. Survey results suggest that the decrease in cotton acreage can be attributed to a shift to corn and soybeans. Across the region, all states intend to decrease cotton acreage. In Arkansas, acres is expected to decline by 6.8% to 489,000 acres. Louisiana growers expect to plant 161,000, which is 5.6% lower than last year. In Mississippi, respondents expect to plant 521,000, which is 1.6% lower than last year. Missouri growers expect to increase cotton by 1.2% to 299,000 acres and plant more corn and less soybeans. In Tennessee, cotton acreage is expected to decline by 6.1% to 263,000 as land shifts to corn, soybeans, and wheat.
Fourth cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
Growers in the Southwest intend to plant 7.1 million acres of cotton, a decline of 5.5%. Increases in cotton area is expected in Kansas, and a decline is expected in Oklahoma and Texas. In Kansas, producers intend to plant 0.9% more cotton acreage in 2021. In Oklahoma, a 5.2% decrease in cotton acreage is expected, with the survey indicating a shift into wheat. Overall, Texas acreage is expected to decline by 5.7%. In South Texas, respondents indicate a relatively small decrease of 1.6%. Respondents from the Blacklands indicate a decline of 16.2% in cotton acreage, an increase in corn, wheat, and sorghum. In West Texas, respondents indicated a decline of 5.9% in cotton and a slight increase in corn, with larger increases in wheat and sorghum.
Fifth cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
In the West, with intentions of 197,000 acres, producers expect to plant 2.5% less cotton in 2021. Cotton acreage is expected to decrease in Arizona and California and increase slightly in New Mexico. The survey results for Arizona suggest a slight decrease in upland cotton acreage and an increase in wheat and other crops. In California, growers intend to plant 17.7% less upland cotton and more wheat. In New Mexico, cotton acreage is expected to increase by 3.2% in 2021. New Mexico growers intend to plant less wheat in 2021.
Sixth cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
When we sum across the four regions, we have an intended 2021 upland cotton area of 11.3 million acres, which is 4.9% below 2020. So overall, the survey indicates that growers intend to plant less ELS cotton in 2021. California growers expect to plant 26.7% less ELS cotton, while Arizona growers expect to plant 19.8% more in 2021. New Mexico ELS acres is expected to remain unchanged, while Texas growers expect to decrease ELS acreage by 10.5%, mostly due to concerns about water availability. So summing together the upland and ELS cotton intentions shows U.S. all cotton plantings in 2021 of 11.5 million acres. It's 5.2% lower than in 2020. So between now and planting time, changes in relative market prices and weather developments can alter final decisions, but we think these survey results provide an accurate picture of overall intentions. Planted acreage is just one of the factors that will determine supplies of cotton and cotton seed. Ultimately, weather events, insect pressures play a significant role in determining crop size. Since the NCC Economic Outlook does not attempt to forecast weather patterns, the standard convention is to assume yields in line with recent trends and abandonment consistent with historical averages. However, looking at the latest U.S. drought monitor map and considering that La Nina conditions are predicted throughout the winter, Texas abandonment could be higher than average in 2021. Water availability in California will also play an important role in final acreage numbers for the West region. So with average abandonment for the U.S. estimated at 18.1%, Cotton Belt harvested area totals 9.4 million acres. Using an average 2021 U.S. yield of 855 pounds generates a cotton crop of 16.7 million, with 16.3 million bales of upland and 431,000 bales of ELS. The USDA estimate for 2020 cottonseed production was 4.6 million tons, down 1 million tons from the previous year. For the 2021 crop year, cottonseed production is projected to increase to 5.2 million tons.